Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and Baroque music from France and Germany and performances by the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra, directed by Belgian musician Bartold Kuyken. Perhaps musicians could teach our political leaders a thing or two about international cooperation. Here's a bit more of that opening music, the overture to Jean-Baptiste Lully's opera Armide, written more than three centuries ago in 1686. This album is titled The Lully Effect and explores the music of Jean-Baptiste Lully and the effect it had on his successors, a subject conductor Bartold Kuyken has been exploring for many, many years. Lully was born in 1632 but left his native Italy at the age of 13 to serve as an Italian tutor to King Louis XIV's cousin. By the age of 28, he was the superintendent of music for the Chamber of the King, accountable only to Louis XIV himself. And for the next decade and a half, he was the most powerful musician in France, which made him famous, and probably earned him an equal helping of jealousy and enemies. Although Lully was renowned as a violinist and especially a dancer, he's now perhaps best known for his music for the stage, both ballet and opera, which had just been invented a few decades earlier. Here's a passacaglia from Act 5 of his opera, Armide. Georg Philipp Telemann was born in 1681, 6 years before Lully died, but his music was influenced by his French predecessor. Although Telemann is less well-known today than his contemporary J.S. Bach, he was the most famous composer in Germany during the first half of the 18th century. Telemann was largely self-taught and may be the most prolific composer ever. Over his 86 years, he wrote literally thousands of pieces, including 40 operas, 600 overtures, 44 passions, and 12 complete cycles of cantatas for the liturgical year, and there are probably many other pieces of his waiting to be discovered. From his overture in E minor, here is a movement titled Les Cyclopes, named after the one-eyed giants of both Greek and Roman mythology. Jean-Philippe Rameau was born in 1683, just 4 years before Lully died, so like Telemann, he is a successor to Lully. Although known as a composer of operas and ballets, he's also known for his Treatise on Harmony from 1722. That was a groundbreaking work in the realm of music theory, which established some of the principles of modern functional harmony. His work, Dardanus, was first performed at the Académie de Musique in 1739, and is based on the various carrying-ons of Dardanus, son of Zeus, a seemingly endless source of dramatic materials as these ancient gods found lots of different ways to misbehave. Thank you. his excellent album notes, conductor Bartold Kaikin writes, "I've always been fascinated by French Baroque music, with its peculiar balance of grandeur and finesse, etiquette and freedom, restraint and expression, elegance and majesty, and clarity and intricate ornamentation." Kaikin then explains that while the solo and chamber music from this time was written down in great detail and with much ornamentation, the orchestral music of this time had very little of this detail. Kaikin then says, "I could never understand how Lully's compositions, performed as they stand with that plain notation, could have such a profound impact on European music history." So this album is the result of musical sleuthing, of Kaikin's decades-long search for the beating heart of this music that wasn't evident from the way it was notated on paper. So, if you are trying to rediscover the spirit and liveliness of the orchestral music from the French Baroque, where do you turn for advice? Bartold Kaikin turned to a couple of key sources for clues. First, the transcriptions he found of orchestral pieces, usually for solo harpsichord, made by other composers of this time. Transcriptions that had lots of ornamentation and detail. And then he turned to the writings and compositions of Georg Muffat, a German who had studied with Lully for many years. Muffat gives extremely detailed instructions about the general style and about the specific bowing technique the string player should adopt that provided very crisp rhythmical articulations. According to Muffat, any well-trained musician of the time would have known how to add to Lully's simple-looking notation. In an interesting aside, Kaikin says, "These ornaments often have the function of consonances in speech. They vary the beginnings of the vowels or of the syllables, or link them to each other." Here's an air from Rameau's Dardanus Suite that begins with the plaintive sound of the Baroque bassoon. Thank you. You have been listening to highlights from a new Naxos album called The Lully Effect, with music by Jean-Baptiste Lully, Georg-Philippe Telemann, and Jean-Philippe Rameau. Music from the French Baroque, or in the case of Telemann, music influenced by the French Baroque. All performed by the Indianapolis Baroque Orchestra, conducted by Barthold Kuiken. Naxos catalog number 8.573867. If you have comments or questions about this podcast, you can reach us at podcasts@naxosusa.com. That's it for this podcast. To go out, here's part of a chaconne from the Dardanus Suite by Rameau. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.